right, so our listener Penny in a little financial trouble and wanting to know when to clue her boyfriend in. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
This Penny?
It is, yes, hi.
Hi. Thanks for allowing us to give you a call on this. Can you just kind of tell us what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I just need a little bit of guidance here, and I love you guys, so I'm really happy you're helping me with this.
Well, thank you.
Basically, I just need some help because I've been dating this guy, and it's been almost a year, and it's really going well. I really like him. He's just, you know, he's a good guy. He's, like, genuine. He has his whole life together, and it's going well, so.
Okay.
But, like, for him, okay, financially, he's really got his stuff together. Like, he's responsible, he's really stable, good credit, that whole thing.
Sure.
But me, not so much.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have a lot of debt just from over the years, and my credit score is bad, and I'm working really hard to get it all on track. I have a full-time job. I have a part-time job also, and I'm, like, still struggling.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just some big purchases over the years and times where I wasn't employed and stuff, but I'm working on it. But
okay.
Here's the thing. I'm like, okay, I just want to say this is not to ask him for help. That's not what this is about.
Okay.
But I feel like when we're dating, you know, and we're trying to figure out if there's a future there or if it's getting serious, I'm starting to feel like, should I let him know what my situation looks like? Like, sooner rather than later.
Oh, so you're thinking I need to give him a heads up before we start talking about our future?
Yeah, like, I'm not really saying that I owe him, like, a whole financial history, but I don't know. Like, shouldn't this be something that I should tell him before we get more invested, I guess?
Well, have you had serious future talks yet?
I mean, he's casually mentioned, you know, that, oh, we might have to talk about marriage someday, but it's definitely nothing that's going to be happening anytime soon.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's just something that's weighing on me. I'm kind of scared.
You feel like it's a little big secret or something?
Exactly. I just don't want to keep it to myself. And then let's say it's this red flag or this deal breaker for him. Right. I don't want it to affect what we've been building together.
Well, first of all, I would let yourself off the hook a little bit. It sounds like you're doing things to try to improve the situation. It's not like it's like that and you just don't care and you don't feel the need to try to get yourself out of it. You're doing the work.
Yeah, it doesn't
sound
like
you're jobs. Yeah.
Sitting around and just hoping to win the lottery. I mean,
right.
So.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
So kudos to you for that. I would be easy on yourself when it comes to that.
Wow. Well, thanks.
And he shouldn't look at that as a deal breaker.
I kind of agree with Kelly. Like, I don't see it as a deal breaker. But yeah, I mean, there is probably a window where you should be like, yeah, you know, when you say let's go Dutch, I don't know if I can do that. Kelly, how do you bring something like that up?
Well, I think if he's starting to talk about, all right, getting married, merging your households, that's when you start getting transparent with that kind of stuff. I don't know if we do that beforehand or not. I don't really know when the right time is to do that. How long have you guys been together?
It's been about 9 months.
Nine months. Okay.
All right. Well, the good news is, well, Kelly and I are not experts in anything, really. But we have a bunch of people texting us already to kind of help give you a pathway forward, which really this is what it's all about. So hopefully, you know, you can get some good advice and, you know how to approach it with your boyfriend.
Yes, I totally get it. You do need to reveal that, but I think in the right time and when you are getting serious about planning your future together.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and if he's the right guy, you know, he'll be like, yeah,
let's tackle this together.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We'll work through it. It'll be fine. So,
thanks. And I hope so.
Yeah. And I get it that the whole pride thing for you, you're like, hey, I don't want to sit here and ask him for money. That's not what I'm trying to do, but like, you're just trying to work through your own stuff. And we commend you for that. So, things will get better, Penny. All right?
Oh, thanks.
All right. Several people are like, you know, it's too soon right now to do it. Unless you're living together or sharing finances or engaged, too soon.
Yeah, that's what Trina says. She said, some things are meant to be kept private. Money is 1,000,000% in the top three of that list. Keep working on it in private. That way, when the time does come around for you guys to have those conversations where it's going to be maybe living arrangement or engagement, at least it may be improved, won't be as negative as it feels right now.
Okay.
That's a really good point.
All right. How did you work through that? Okay. 502-795-1997, because I don't think Penny's situation is unique.
No, Allison says I was in a similar situation. We'll find out what she has to say coming up.
To some, bringing up to your partner that you're in financial debt could be worse than telling your partner you cheated.
Oh, wow. Really?
It's 99.7 DJX. So for Penny, our listener who we just got off the phone with, she is trying. She's trying. She's got a full-time job. She's even got a part-time job. She's still in debt. She, you know, bad credit. Her boyfriend, on the other hand, of 9 months, is great. He's financially doing all right. He's got good credit. She's like, when do I bring this up?
Right, because they're not necessarily talking about the future just yet, but could be. Allison says on Facebook, I was in a similar situation with my now fiance. My credit score was absolutely awful when we first met, and his was always great. I had that conversation with him, and we made a plan together and prioritized my finances. 5 years later, my credit score is almost 200 points better.
Nice.
And he never, ever made me feel bad about it.
Nice.
You should definitely tell him and come up with a plan together.
Yeah, like we said, if he's the right person, he's going to help with you. I mean, not like bail you out, but help.
Right.
And so that's a big thing. This person wanted to remain anonymous, but said, my wife was in the same situation as Penny was.
Yeah.
And when we were dating, she brought up her finances when we started talking about her moving in with me. And I was happy she did. Once she moved in, we looked over everything together and got her back in a better place.
Yeah. So okay. So, yes. So maybe, you know, the next time he does make any sort of reference to you guys down the road together, maybe that's when you bring it up and just say, listen, something's been on my mind. I want to be fully transparent with you, especially if you're thinking long term. This is a situation.
Yeah. Oh, poor. Got a message from Katie. That's why I'm still single and 40. Don't want to burden anyone with my poor financial decisions.
Oh, Katie, hang in there.
Just need a sugar daddy. Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, and like I said, that this is a tough call to do. Like to
admit it
to yourself.
Yeah, yes.
To admit it to yourself that, you know what? I thought I was good. I thought I was bailing myself out. I thought I was in a better place, but I just can't. I just can't.
Well, yeah, Lisa's I had a friend who just went through her second divorce. Both men said she lied about her debt. At some point, you have to be honest. My friend's in complete denial that her debt's a problem. So I think the fact that you acknowledge it and you're working to correct it speaks volumes.
Look, there are some people that were asking, how does he not know you work two jobs? No, I mean, I think he knows you work two jobs and works hard. He may just not know why or you know what the situation is. You know, I know plenty of people who work more than one job who aren't in financial trouble.
Sure.
So
yeah, and Tia says on Facebook, work on your credit, pay off your debt. If things get more serious, you can tell them where you were and hopefully how far you've come.
Now Tish does bring up a good way to approach it on text. Says, just be honest, say I'm feeling insecure about something, and then explain, I wanted to tell you, so I'm being fully honest. You know, I think especially if you approach it like that, he's going to think something like you cheated. And so when you hit him with the money thing, he'll
be
like,
it's going to be a relief.
He'll be like,
okay, no problem. We can fix that.
Okay, we can figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay. like if you approach him with the,
I want to be honest about something. You're automatically thinking secret husband, boyfriend,
yeah.
What's happening?
Yes, I know.
Yes.
You're thinking it's something
kids.
About relationship
yes.
And you're unfaithful or something. And if you're like, yeah, I'm in a bit of debt, you know, and then he's like,
they're like, it's fine.
All right, we can figure
we'll
that
figure
out.
We'll figure that out.
All right. Well, Penny, hopefully this has given you some directions forward.
Yeah, and helping you relax a little bit. I know you feel pretty
stressed.
Worried about it, that it could be a deal breaker. I don't think none of us think it's going to be a deal breaker.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, definitely before you get engaged, that should probably be a conversation that has, not to put the cart before the horse, but
right.
You know, anyways. All right. Hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.